Table of contents. 1. Main looked after child review. 1.1. Any illnesses or hospital admissions since last review? Yes. If yes, details. 1.2. Highlight any other outstanding health, developmental needs, issues not referred to above and whether any changes are needed to the current healthcare arrangements. 1.3. Have there been any change tilde in school, nursery since last review? Yes. If yes, details including date of change. 1.4. Highlight child, young person's achievements in school since last review, both academic and non-academic achievements. 1.5. Highlight any concerns or outstanding issues regarding child, young person's education, learning, language and social development and whether there need to be any changes to the current arrangements for child, young person. 1.6. Where appropriate, has life story work been completed? No. If no, when will this be done and by whom? 1.7. Comment on quality of the attachment between child, young person and carers. 1.8. Highlight any other changes, issues regarding emotional, behavioral development. 1.9. Highlight any issues, concerns regarding child, young person's sense of identity, social presentation, religion, language, culture, sexuality, disability, gender. 1.10. Comment on stability of this placement and whether it is meeting the various needs of child, young person including any cultural, religious, linguistic, disability issues. Highlight strengths of placement as well as any areas of concern. 1.11. Comment on the quality of relationship between CYP and carers, residential workers and other CYP in placement. 1.12. What is the contingency plan in the event of this placement breaking down? 1.13. Comment on quality of the relationships, attachment between child, young person and members of birth family. 1.14. Details of current contact arrangements. Comment on how these are working and any changes needed. Include details of any S8 or S34 orders. 2. Summary of review discussion. 2.1. Child, young person's participation in the review process. 2.2. What is the child and young person's understanding of their care plan? 2.3. If appropriate, have arrangements been made for an independent person to speak on behalf of the child, young person? 2.4. Have the decisions reached at the last review been acted upon? Record which decisions have not been acted upon and why. 2.5. What has been the effect of any change in the child and young person's circumstance since they became looked after, or since the last review? If the child has had an unplanned placement, has there been a disruption meeting? Briefly, OUTLINE. 2.6. Social work interventions since the last review. Are the frequency of visits meeting statutory requirements and the needs of the child, young person? 2.7. Assessment. 2.8. The care PLAN. 2.9. Care planning. 2.10. Decisions and recommendations. Main looked after child review. Any illnesses or hospital admissions since last review? Yes. If yes, details. Lee continues to have health issues. Nocturnal enuresis, blood in urine and unpleasant odor. He has been seen by health professionals for appointments related to this. Since last review, Lee has refused to be seen by any health professionals regarding the issues raised above. Carol has tried to reason with Lee on this, however, he is adamant in his decision. Update. This continues to be an issue for Lee, and recently his self-harm began to escalate, where Lee would wake up in a pool of blood and ask children at school to smash his hand with chairs etc. as to break it. Lee was admitted to Woodlands Adolescent Unit on the 1st of May 2012 and remains here. Lee voluntarily admitted himself initially, but then had to be sectioned as tried to discharge. In the prior to the CPA meeting, Lee's section was removed and he remains in their care on a voluntary basis. Highlight any other outstanding health, developmental needs, issues not referred to above and whether any changes are needed to the current healthcare arrangements. Issues raised above. KCC redaction. Carol remains being paid a professional fee as Lee's carers. This will be reviewed after the next CPA in June when the future care plan is considered once more. Have there been any change tilde in school, nursery since last review? Yes. If yes, details including date of change. Lee is currently in Woodlands in Staplehurst. This means that Lee is not being currently schooled by Ellington and Hearson School. The following arrangements regarding future plans in terms of exams is as follow. Re-exam on the 31st of May, can be deferred to next year and either go for half or full GCSE. Deferring DT till next year, and he will have 2 days intensive learning to complete this. Highlight child, young person's achievements in school since last review, both academic and non-academic achievements. Lee continues to do well in geography, history and DT. Lee is doing well in science, music and photography. When discussing interests further with Lee, when he puts his mind to things, he is a very creative person, just lacks the motivation to explore this further. Lee is good at ICT and enjoys using the computer. He has a strength in this area, and it is important that this is perused so that this can help Lee to develop his skills. Update: Lee has been engaging well in activities and schooling within Woodlands. Lee feels he needs more stimulating as he often becomes bored. Highlight any concerns or outstanding issues regarding child, young person's education, learning, language and social development, and whether there need to be any changes to the current arrangements for child, young person. Lee talks of Bin Laden and blowing up important building relating to American security. There was concern of this being terrorism-like behavior, but it is clear that there is no religious, political or belief-led views and more the actual act of blowing things up. This has been discussed with Kent Police following the school raising an alert. Alamgir Sharia from Kent Police is meeting with Lee the 18th of April 2012 to discuss the above issues, as he is currently a part of a new program working with young people like Lee to look at their focus or interests in radicalism and put this focus towards something positive. Life, e.g. producing a computer game, being a part of focus groups, etc. Lee is currently proving difficult to engage, however it is hoped that he will take this as a great opportunity. Update: this is no longer of concern and the police are not involved. Lee has a lot on his plate and needs space to focus on his well-being. Concerns previously raised are now being addressed and explored in Woodland House. Where appropriate, has life story work been completed? No. If no, when will this be done and by whom? Lee Harris is starting to question his past and is aware that I would need to do this work with him. He is resistant to this as wants to complete on his own, but is too vulnerable at this time. Comment on quality of the attachment between child, young person and carers. Lee appears to have a very stable, positive and good relationship with Carol and John Thompson. However, there are times when Lee will test the boundaries and has recently said to Carol such comments as, "Well, I will leave this placement then. I have worked with Carol so that she understands this is Lee's way of communicating he is angry or upset and that it is not possible, as these comments have surprised and upset Carol." Other than this, it is fantastic that Lee has been with Carol as long as he has, and this evidences that Lee's relationship with his carers is good. Often Lee communicates better when things are humid. Carol has a great sense of humor and often Lee is laughing with her. Highlight any other changes, issues regarding emotional, behavioral development. Lee talk of Bin Laden has become much more, which has caused concern for the school particularly. Update: this is not the case now. However, this issue has not been ignored and interventions are currently in the process of being implemented. Lee continues to experience nocturnal enuresis and Carol has recently found items in Lee Harris's bed. Author redaction relates to the thing. This has continued and the blood is often excessive. This is causing a strain on his relationship with Carol, as she has to be demanding in order for him to clean up after himself. Lee denies he is doing this to himself. After Lee, Carol and I had a discussion about his self-harm and the impact on the future and future relationships with Lee. He went through a period of 2 weeks of no nocturnal enuresis or bleeding. However, once things became difficult at school, this restarted. Update: issues raised in other panels. Highlight any issues, concerns regarding child, young person's sense of identity, social presentation, religion, language, culture, sexuality, disability, gender. Lee still has a very small network of friends and appears to struggle with peer relationships. There is a concern that his health issue, particularly the unpleasant odor, may cause him to be a target for bullying. There are also issues in respect of Lee's relationship with his father, although this has lessened. Update: Lee has made it very clear to me that he does not like his father and does not want to see him. Lee continues to have contact with his family and this is maintaining links. He often has a difficult relationship with brother and through Facebook have been extremely aggressive and verbally violent about one another. When asked about this, Lee says this is just a joke. Work is need to be done with Lee around how he sees himself. He lacks self-esteem and find compliments hard to consider. I am working with Lee on this. Lee has recently stated that he is gay. Lee did this on Facebook and Carol has spoke to him about being careful as people will use this against him. He should be allowed to discuss things, yes, but to ensure he doesn't leave himself vulnerable to others. Update: Lee is struggling with his history and quite where he belongs in the world and his family. I will, when Lee is ready, consider life story work with him. Comment on stability of this placement and whether it is meeting the various needs of child, young person, including any cultural, religious, linguistic, disability issues. Highlight strengths of placement as well as any areas of concern. The placement remains stable and secure. This remains to be the case. However, Lee is presenting with defiant behavior, and this has had a strain on his relationship with his carers. Carol is worried about Lee's attitude and that he will not be able to function as an adult out of their home. Update: Lee is now at Woodland House. Initially, Lee was extremely unhappy to be there and wanted to leave. He felt that his need to self-harm was heightened and that he was angry and unable to distract himself. Now he is more willing to engage. It is unclear whether this was to drop the section or whether his intentions are true to deal with his self-harm. Comment on the quality of relationship between CYP and carers, residential workers and other CYP in placement. Lee is trying to make friends with the unit, however can be quite introvert. When visiting Lee at the unit, he in fact was greeted by a number of children and young people in the unit. What is the contingency plan in the event of this placement breaking down? Work would be undertaken by social worker and fostering social worker to resolve issues. If this was irreparable, Lee's needs considered an appropriate placement matched for him to move on to. Comment on quality of the relationships, attachment between child, young person and members of birth family. Lee maintains a relationship with his mother. He is almost protective of his siblings and likes to know they're okay. Update: Lee states he has a lot of family and enjoys talking to me about them. He is very open about his thoughts regard his father and states that he still maintains an relationship with his mother. Details of current contact arrangements, comment on how these are working and any changes needed. Include details of any S8 or S34 orders. Lee has unsupervised contact with his mother every Tuesday. This continues to be going well and Lee's mother communicates well with Carol. Lee has indirect contact with all his other family members. Summary of review discussion. Child, young person's participation in the review process. Lee met with the ERO before his review as he has now been an inpatient at Woodland Hospital since May 1st. He had just been told that he was no longer on a Section 2 but seemed to understand that this did not mean he was returning to his foster carers but that he would have more freedom. What is the child and young person's understanding of their care plan? Lee understands that the care plan is to remain with his carers. Lee has said during previous meetings that he has no intention of returning to live at home. He has found his loss of freedom very difficult, in particular his lack of access to computers. He was also a little worried about falling behind with schoolwork. If appropriate, have arrangements been made for an independent person to speak on behalf of the child, young person? He had seen a solicitor last week to appeal the decision about detention under the MHA. Have the decisions reached at the last review been acted upon? Record which decisions have not been acted upon and why. 1. There is a good network of professionals that support the care plan and meetings should not drift ongoing. 2. The next meeting is the 22nd of May 12 change of circumstances. 3. Referral to 16 plus ongoing. 4. Social worker to undertake life story work and consider writing a life letter. This should be discussed in conjunction with current treatment. 5. Social worker to undertake PP2. This will be more important as part of safe care plan when Lee is discharged from hospital. 6. Social worker to follow up request about contact ongoing. 7. Care plan will need to be updated because of changes in education and contact. ERO to be informed within 10 days ongoing. What has been the effect of any change in the child and young person's circumstance since they became looked after, OR since the last review? If the child has had an unplanned placement, has there been a disruption meeting? Briefly outline. Lee was admitted to Woodland Hospital as a voluntary patient on the 1st of May 12. Due to increasing concerns about the risk his self-harming posed to his health, Lee was placed on Sec 2 of the MHA on the 10th of May 12 as he was requesting to discharge himself. On the 21st of May 12 the section was rescinded, but Dr. Garrett stressed that this decision had been taken because of the level of Lee's cooperation, but that if this was not sustained the staff to have a duty of care to prevent him leaving. Social work interventions since the last review. Are the frequency of visits meeting statutory requirements and the needs of the child, young person? Yes, since social worker has been allocated to Lee. Assessment. Is the care plan, pathway plan based on an up-to-date assessment which identifies the child's needs and takes into consideration their wishes and feelings? Yes. Other assessments undertaken, CAMHS are involved and a review took place at the end of April. There is also a summary of need prepared by the nursing staff and a psychological report prepared by Oliver Sindel that should be read in conjunction with this report. The care plan. Does the care plan meet the needs of the child? Yes. Does the care plan meet the needs for permanency? No. Does the placement plan address all the child's needs within the placement? Will need to be updated. Does the health action plan address all the child's health needs? The IRQ has not read the latest report that was completed on the 22nd of September 11. Does the PEP address all the child's educational needs? Yes. Is there an agreed contact plan which meets the needs of the child? Yes. Is there an appropriate contingency plan? Another foster placement would be needed, but this placement is stable at present. Identify where the child's needs are not being met and if there is any delay. Are all the pledge commitments for the child being provided? Yes. If some or no, please state what actions are being taken to meet those not being met. Care planning. Identify any changes, services or actions needed to meet the child's needs. Placement. Carol had written a detailed report. For the review last month, Lee, we feel, has made great progress in certain things. He has matured and remains to grow incredibly fast. However, he has been a little more confrontational, probably due to his age. We like Lee and have a great relationship with him, but he is so complex we worry deeply. He still uses the same, I don't know, as an answer when he can't be bothered to explain something. His hygiene would be non-existent if we weren't behind him all the time. He still spends the best part of his time isolated to the confines of the bedroom, horizontal, if we let him. Lee seems very settled in the placement and the carers report that he rarely gives problems in the foster home. He knows the boundaries and likes the confines of his own room, rarely spending time with the family. He spends a lot of time on the computer, including the internet that the carers monitor. He does not like noise or theme parks but will go for a bike ride. Respite care is part of the plan as he does not enjoy holidays and enjoys the time he spends at Stan and Annette's. The ERO suggested that this arrangement be built into the care plan. When he had respite recently, he apparently loved it, as did not shower and spent all night on his phone and laptop. John and Carol are committed to caring for Lee but have been worried about his behaviors. They have visited him and phone each day. He has been asking them to bring biros to him, which they have not done. Health. Lee is an inpatient and his needs are being assessed. He still bed wet sporadically, although overall it has lessened. He was discharged by Dr. Sama before the last review. The ERO has not seen the health assessment, but overall he is a healthy boy. Last dentist was July 2011 and will be due at optician in January 2012. Lee has agreed to see an author redacted, the thing, and it is hoped that he will allow himself to be examined. Dr. Garrett explained that he may need some mild sedation as his anxiety will be high. Emotional and behavioral development. April notes, Lee continues to be reviewed by Dr. Nyrak, but Neil Johnson attended today. Lee knows that he functions better when he takes a Quasim and is loath to manage without it. On the odd day when he has missed taking it, his behavior is very different and all who know him feel that this benefits him. He has also been prescribed sertraline for anxiety. Lee has had 12 sessions with Neil Johnson. He says that he has helped him and wants to continue seeing him. Neil explained that there would be a review next week, and whilst Lee has talked to him about the way he is, he has not been willing to address the self-harming behavior. Neil commented on his low self-esteem but inflated ideas about his competence in certain areas. He fantasizes about decoding and makes exaggerated claims that will leave him vulnerable. He was visited by a Lamgir Sharia from the police following his involvement on some inappropriate sites on the computer who wanted to introduce a service. This should be part of the network discussions as Lee's needs are so complex. He has said that he is gay and wants to consider his identity and why he has grown up like he has. He has, however, been asking questions about what happened before he came into care and would benefit from life story work. The ERO reminded social workers had gathered chronologies from all agencies that might be helpful. See reports discussed above. He has seen Oliver 4 times. Throughout our sessions, Lee has been very good at thinking about his inner conflict. He has been able to identify that there is part of him that wants to talk and get help and the other half that is frustrated by the loss of freedom but also overwhelmed by the fear and anxiety of talking about very emotive and difficult subjects. He has been exploring his family background with a genogram. The details of the self-harming are restricted to his immediate care team, but medical assessments will probably also be needed. Education. Lee is in year 10 at Ellington School. The educational statement is in place, but the ERO has not seen a copy. Mrs. Downs brought the progress report for term 4. He had achieved 97.2% attendance. There was some concern for effort or behavior in certain subject, and Lee's latest fixation is to be a web designer, but he has lost all interest in ICT as a subject at school. Yesterday there was a meeting at school to address this, as Lee says that the time scales for GCSE in this subject are too pressured. He will take it as a subject but not as an option. He has a poor relationship with the science teacher and has only recently been allowed to return to the class. Lee has to hand his phone in at school and at home because he is not responsible enough to manage it himself without these external controls. Lee was head-butted at school, causing him to black out momentarily and had injuries to his head. Lee is unable to judge the consequences of his behavior. Mrs. Downs said that he does have three friends who are quiet, nice boys. Update: Lee receives 2 hours education a day, and Jackie Cadder was present to liaise with the head teacher about providing extra work, as required. The priority, however, is to address his mental health needs. Have the views of the child, young person, parents, other significant adults, carers, and other professionals been taken into consideration? Yes. Other issues. April review: the foster carers were very complimentary about the social worker. She is on the ball, answers all calls, and keeps appointment times. Her relationship with Lee in such a short space of time is impressive. Her approach to him is calm, caring, and understanding. Such a shame he has to move to 16 plus this year. Lee is in touch with brother on Facebook, but some of their conversations are no appropriate, and Carol is aware of their communications. Lee has seen youngest brother and seemed reassured that he is okay and not visited regularly, but has mentioned seeing an uncle again. Life story work is needed, and it may be that a break from CAMS is needed to address this and then resume the counseling work with Niall. This will need to be discussed at his CAMHS review. A date was set for the next network meeting, as given his complex needs, it is important that all professionals work closely together. The self-harming behavior continues to cause concern, as Lee's pain threshold seems high and he will not talk about it or allow any examination. It is likely that infection will occur that will require treatment at some point, particularly as his personal hygiene can be poor. A placement plan part 2 needs to be revisited, and this was arranged for the 22nd of April 12. Lee has made steady progress but will need continuing support through to adulthood. Lee has a freedom pass and social worker knows about referral for knee number. Dr. Garrett explained that Lee would be in hospital for some time and made arrangements to liaise regularly with his foster carers. Lee is now allowed leave and carers will visit on Sundays and take him out. It is more problematic because of distance and as they have two younger children also in their care. The ERO explained that it was a requirement to have a LAC review within 28 days, and it was unfortunate that a representative from the district was not present, but given that all the information was available then a further meeting did not seem to be in Lee's best interests. She will record the CPA meeting as a LAC review and arrange an early LAC review. Lee will not be discharged without a meeting to make a safe care plan. Decisions and recommendations. 1. Lee to remain in hospital to continue the work around his self-harming behaviors. 2. Hospital staff to communicate regularly with the carers. 3. Foster placement to remain open as the carers have a continuing important role. 4. Lee's views about confidentiality to be respected, and he does not want any of his family to know any details. 5. Social worker to talk further with Lee about contact with mother and how this can best be facilitated. 6. School to consider whether additional work is appropriate and to liaise with Jackie Cadder as needed. 7. Social worker to update care plan. Subscribe to our newsletter. Join our mailing list to receive the latest news and updates from our team. Subscribe. You have successfully subscribed.